Chapter 1. 55. The number of times they had to watch another team lift the commissioner's trophy after winning the World Series. 10. The number of times they made the Major League Baseball playoffs but came up short. 4. The number of games it took the Chicago White Sox in 2005 to sweep them in their one and only World Series appearance. 1. The number of championships it took to make the 2017 Houston Astros the team that goes down in history for carrying a city on its back in a time of need and ending the drought. The moment you're about to hear was years in the making.
Corey Seager, the batter, and a swing and a ground ball for Altuve out on the outfield grass. On to first, and the Houston Astros have claimed that city's first ever World Series championship.
Those years it took to get here, as many Astros fans know, were painful yet ultimately rewarding because of another important number, 111. The number of games the 2013 Houston Astros lost in the worst season in franchise history, which also made it three consecutive seasons of at least 106 losses. With terrible seasons comes one benefit, opportunity to draft the future. The Astros did just that, drafting George Springer, a center fielder from UConn in 2011, Carlos Correa, a shortstop from Puerto Rico in 2012, and Alex Bregman, a shortstop from LSU in 2015. All three proved to be monumental in the road to the Astros' first World Series championship. During those dark years, the Astros continued to hoard and stash prospects, creating one of, if not the strongest farm systems in Major League Baseball. It was a perfect system to get great in the future, as evidenced by the Sports Illustrated cover on June 30th, 2014, where SI made the bold prediction proclaiming the Astros your 2017 World Series champs. The system was working so well, in fact, it looked like it may come to fruition in 2015, as the Astros secured a playoff berth by way of the last wildcard spot in the American League. They beat the New York Yankees in the wildcard game.
And the pitch. Fastball swing and a ground ball to short. Correa gloves that, steadies, throws, gets him, and the Houston Astros are headed to Kansas City. They blank the New York Yankees tonight in the American League wildcard by a final score of 3-0.
They moved on to face the Kansas City Royals in the ALDS and looked to be positioned to move on to the ALCS. However, the Astros would fall disappointingly short, blowing a lead in Game 4 of the series, which would have moved them on to the next round.
Davis looking for a strikeout to end it. Here comes the pitch. Swinging a high fly into right field, lazily hit. Orlando is in. He makes the catch. What a win for the Kansas City Royals. 9-6 the final. They come back and shock the Houston Astros.
Then losing in Kansas City, being eliminated in Game 5.
Here's Springer. Swinging a high fly ball to right, backing up Orlando, heading for the track to the wall. He makes the catch. He slams into the wall. He held on. And the Kansas City Royals are going back to the American League Championship Series.
The Royals would go on to win the World Series that year, while the Astros would look on and wonder what might have been and what could be to come.